What's up, you sick motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Mike Kruger, joined with producer Todd.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up, guys?
So tonight we're doing a watch-along of the 1956 Godzilla King of the Monsters, streaming now on HBO Max. Also, if you have the Criterion set, it will be the same time, so you can watch along with that as well. If you haven't watched one of our watch-alongs before, we start at 0.00, and I'm going to count it down from three. So I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, play, and on play, you hit play. Simple enough. So why don't we just get right into the watch-along? You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
We're ready.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, play.
All right. And the Criterion buffering is on.
Yeah. Good old Criterion logo.
Cool.
I really do hope they put out the, like, Heisei era eventually, because they only have the Showa era out for the Criterion collection right now. But it is a nice set.
What I'm gonna need to know what credit we're on, because I don't know. I'm a little behind.
It just did the Toho logo, the circle.
All right, tell me when it says a Trans World release, when it's done saying release.
Okay, you got the right there.
All right, done.
Oh, release. Yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. See, I've managed to miss.
It's all good.
Thunder is pounding. That sounds hot.
I love the logo, like,
is
the lettering and stuff. It
should be.
Yeah, they definitely have it.
Yeah.
And good old Godzilla's roar.
That's the logo I think of when I think of Godzilla.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure all may not have been your first, but I mean, this, you know, I know it was my first. Well, I don't even know.
My first Godzilla, I don't even know. It was definitely a Heisei one.
Yeah, it was Son of Godzilla, and I've said that before. It was mine.
So the biggest difference between this cut and the original 1954 Japanese version of Godzilla is they add this human character and basically tell his perspective from, you know, the disaster and what happened. And, like, that's why it's always, like, I always like to watch, like, the original Godzilla, like, the original Japanese version, and then watch this immediately after. They pair well together.
Yeah. I've seen this movie before, but I never realized his name was Steve Martin. I'm like, what a jerk.
Right.
Dad joke.
They covered him with blood too, like, the, you know, again, this first Godzilla is just, it's a very, very dark film. I think especially the Japanese cut.
Yeah. They definitely softened it for the US one.
Yeah. It was, and I think they kind of took it less out of the, you know, positioning of, like, I feel like the Japanese version is, like, it has a much stronger, you know, social commentary. You know what I mean?
It's on Front Street a little more. Yeah. That sucks. Can you imagine that? Like, all Chernobyl'd out. I'd be fucking terrified.
But that's the thing too about Godzilla in this movie. Like, he's giving people fucking radiation poisoning and shit. Like, I mean, that shit's, that's what I love about it. It's just
heal,
like,
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It makes the face turn even better, though.
Mm-hmm. It's always cooler when the main character is a bad guy first, especially if it's like a series.
Yeah. Oh, it's really interesting. Like, within a 10-year period, I mean, he basically turns into a fun-loving, you know, father figure.
He grew up some, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's an angry teenager in this one. but yeah, the Raymond Burr stuff, you know, Steve Martin. It's always added to me. I remember the first time because the original Japanese version was not always accessible. Yeah. I want to say I can't think of the company's name off the top of my head, were the first ones to release it. Oh, Classic Media. Yeah.
This is probably, like, other than Shin Godzilla, like, this is the first Godzilla, I think, is my favorite out of the whole series. And it's weird, too, because, you know, it's just it's a solo kaiju film. And I really love, like, when two giant monsters are fighting. But it just there's no doubt that this is by far, like, the only thing that I see that's even close to the quality of the first one is Shin Godzilla. I think that's pretty on par, but
I'm sure we'll talk about that one in depth when we got quite a few more movies to get to.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so
I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're gonna be doing a watch along for all of the Godzillas, so you can join us on our journey. So I can't wait till we get to the Goofy Showa shit, though.
Yeah, I'm excited because I know I've seen a lot of them, but you said there's like 30 plus. I know I haven't seen 30. Yeah. So okay.
I think, yeah. So I don't know the exact number, but
the numbers have changed so much in my lifetime. Yeah. I can't, but I want to say 34. But I'm gonna fact check that shit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Shit. That means like, we have that. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say this will be like the fifth time I've watched them all.
Yeah, right. Fuck.
Humble brag.
Probably like 50th for me. Fuck.
Fuck yeah. Ooh.
All right.
Is that Gilligan? Can you imagine that was fucking, if that's the reason they got fucking stranded on that island? It was
Godzilla. wait.
I got to remember we're doing a commentary, too, because most of me wants to just, like, pay attention. Yeah, I know,
right? All right. Well, it's 29 if you only count there's Japanese 29, so that's not taking into account King of – or this one, and it's not taking into account of the alternate cut of Godzilla 85. So, I mean, truthfully, it's just two cuts, so it's 29. But – if you include the animated ones, it's 32, but we'll say 29.
Yeah, the animated films are fucking really bad, the Netflix ones. Those are probably like my least favorite in the whole series.
And then we have four American ones.
Yeah. Well, technically three, I think, because Kong, but if you include the Kong movie, yeah.
He's got top billing, so I would.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you know what? This list is actually including the Italian Godzilla, the Lugio.
Oh, really?
Cools. Yeah. What? Oh, it's actually listed as localized. No, wait, that's the wrong. No, this is all confused. Yeah. There's a lot of titles on this list.
I was going to just say, there's a lot.
speaking of Godzilla, though, that's such an interesting. Interesting cut. You've seen it, right, Todd? The Italian. It's just like it's this really poorly colorized version. They add some sleaze in there.
I think
they colorized the original one.
It's rotoscoped, I think, is what it's called.
Oh shit!
And yeah, they add some like real life or some real like war footage in there.
Yeah,
it's very Italian.
Can we do that one too?
Yeah.
Not okay. We'll circle back. I want to see Godzilla eat spaghetti.
Maybe you know what, that one can be a Patreon exclusive.
That'd be cool.
Got to get you to get on there somehow. And that'll be a fun one.
Do you really?
Man. It's crazy to think that Godzilla is still, you know, a thing after, fuck. I mean, this is, the original came out in 54, so, you know.
He's made almost as big an impact as the actual bombs that dropped.
mean, seriously though, like it's crazy, and like still today, like, you know, he's such a pop culture icon. I don't think anybody in the world doesn't know who the fuck Godzilla is.
I guarantee you, you're correct, because like it's the recognizability, like the Batman logo or the Superman logo or even the, you know, the crucifix. They know. Oh, that's Godzilla. Fuck yeah.
And like the thing too that's interesting about that is like this really, like, I don't think they realized what they had when they, you know, first came out with this movie, because like the original idea for it, it was because the producer, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, he saw how well like King Kong and Beast of 20,000 Fathoms did in the Japanese market, and was like, all right, well, I'm just going to take those two things and mush them together. And instead of stop motion, I'm going to, we'll do like a actual miniature sets and a man in the suit. And like that fucking spawned like a whole new genre of film, which is crazy, because I really don't think the producer, when he came up with the idea of it, like ever thought it was going to end up becoming a, you know, what is it, that 70 year franchise now or almost.
Damn, yeah. Well, they captured lightning in a bottle. It's awesome.
Well, and that's the cool thing about Godzilla is, like, if you're part of, like, you know, a few of the Facebook groups, like, there's fans, you know, from, like, 80 years old, like, that are hardcore Godzilla fucking fans. And I just think it's so cool because, you know.
Been with them their whole fucking life, yeah. You too, really.
Like, yeah, I mean, that was the thing, is like, I've never not had Godzilla, you know. There was like a little stretch there for, what was it, 10 years between Final Wars and the American remake. But other than that 10-year stretch, I mean, there's always been new Godzilla shit for me to, you know, consume and spend my money on.
Yeah, when I was born, there was already 15 Godzilla movies. So, yeah. Pugs, what year are you born?
86.
There was, well, you don't have many. You're only 16. Now let's try Kruger's. Yeah. Kruger, what year?
96.
All right. 22. So,
yeah,
many more.
Yeah, and the Heisei, I think the Heisei era had just ended.
Yeah.
Like 95. My first Godzilla I saw in theaters, though, was Godzilla 2000. I don't know, like, I don't know if it got a wide release or what, but I was able to see it at theaters.
It got a decent one, because that was after the other American Godzilla movie.
Yeah, the shit. I love how, like, that happened, and Toho is like, all right, we need to fucking go fix this right shit.
I popped, and we're so done hard. Here. I popped so hard. You know, we're going to talk about that one eventually, so we'll save some of that.
Yeah. Oh, look at the imagery of that, too. Like, a lot of the imagery in this movie reminds me of, like, post-war, like, pictures you would see at post-war.
War footage? Yeah.
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 That black and white too makes it really, you know, feel like that.
Yeah. I would love to see an actual, like, real colorized version of this if it was ever possible, though. That's another thing. Like, because I remember when I was a kid, I was lucky. The King Kong I grew up on, I had the colorized version. So I always wondered what a colorized version of Godzilla would be like. Like, What would they color him? You know what I mean? Because you never knew what the fuck his color was until King Kong versus Godzilla. So,
but you know what? If they would have filmed this, then they would have made him green, just like they made the zombies green in Night of the Living Dead.
That would be cool, though. Like, I love Hanna-Barbera Godzilla, so like I'm cool with a green Godzilla.
That guy's got a fancy ass.
One of those things is not like the other.
Someone's been to Cuba.
Now, all the acting too in this movie is just like, it's fucking really, really good. And like, I guess like you don't really look at a kaiju film for the acting, but if there ever is one that you could, it's definitely this one.
You know, my brain's spinning since we just watched it. You know, they pulled off what Creepshow did like 40 some years ahead of them, yeah, going up an American, a new actor in. So
you're right. Yeah. The Horror Express thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And seamlessly, too. I didn't know there was another cut of this till.
Well, fuck. If that thing was real, we can all go visit Godzilla back in the day. Right. Oh.
So are you going to do that, crew? Are you going to go, or are you going to drive Mechagodzilla around?
Nah, dude, I'm riding Godzilla's tail, dude.
You see my ass?
Let's fucking kill these motherfuckers.
You're like the Green Ranger on the Dragon Zord, just hanging, chilling at the top, hanging onto the fin. Fuck yeah.
No.
I would be in Howard the Duck, not going to lie. Not a RoboCop.
Well, you know who I'd be if we did the RoboCop scene.
Oh, you're going to get shot in the dick, man.
I'm still mad they were just trying to show the lady a good time.
It's a free checkup, bitch. Stop being an asshole.
Yeah, this is kind of dark for watching this when you're a young child.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like the imagery in this and, you know, all the bodies, like that you don't really see that in the Showa era in the other films. Like I think this is the only one that's really like got that really dark, gritty tone.
Yeah, it's like you start seeing the switch in Godzilla Raids Again or Gigantus the Fire Monster, whichever. Which is another one that had its own like version too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's a couple for sure. Like I know Godzilla 2000 had its own version, American version too. There's like two different cuts of it.
Yeah, they do. There's pretty much all of them are like that. I'm just talking in terms of like new footage shot for the film.
Oh yeah.
Because yeah, there's if we go through all the different cuts, there's going to be everyone almost.
Right. I'm pretty sure the first shot you get of Godzilla is coming up here. The iconic scene where he's just peeking over a mountain and lets out a big bellow. Fucking just, oh man, I gush so hard about this movie. And the Godzilla in this movie wasn't just a man in the suit. There was also puppet work.
Yeah.
And
I'm not aware of that. That's cool.
Yeah.
You'll notice it. I mean, I think you'll notice it now as an adult.
Yeah.
Especially since you know it's coming.
Yeah. Like this shot that we're going to see over the mountain was a puppet. And like they do look a little bit different. They just like the faces on the puppet versus like the actual man in the suit look a little bit different.
He's just like sitting in the back with everyone and they'll randomly comment, I don't speak Japanese. What is he saying? Or
something. Yeah, right.
My Japanese isn't that good.
Look at that shit.
I know Pugs is digging that.
I like the propaganda. It's pretty cool.
Kind of looks like, what is it? Daijimin. Other kaiju movie. I think that one's Korean. I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I know we're gonna get a new Arrow set.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm very excited. It's gonna be coming out on Blu-ray for the first time. The only way you could get it on Blu-ray is from like a bootleg site or something. So it'll be nice to have an official release of that. Price tag's high though.
I thought there was an Echo Bridge set, but I might be thinking of someone else.
They're invading his house, so technically. It's a stand your ground area.
Good old 50s movies where everybody's smoking.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the actors are like, what do you do with our hands? Use right. Phil Morris, use this. Thanks.
Isn't that, like you don't really see that often anymore.
No, because they have to give it a different. I think you get an R rating for it.
Really?
Yeah, I know now they're...
Joints, yeah, but not actual cigarettes, I don't see.
I think it is. I think smoking... I know you 100% have to have a warning.
Oh, okay.
I you know, God, they may...
So soft.
It's funny because this is how old I am. The first year I was able to go to bars, I was able to smoke in bars. I remember when they got rid of that, I was so upset. I remember when they got rid of restaurants and I was so upset.
When I was, you know, little, like my dad used to smoke in the house and shit. Like it was still, you know, pretty common in the late 90s, I think.
I did all the way up until I met my wife.
I've always found it fucking, it smells gross. I'm like, I don't know how you people fucking do it, but more power to you.
You don't notice it yourself.
Although with a really attractive female, that's fine. Put fucking Forrest Gump. She tastes like cigarettes.
If she smokes, she pokes.
Damn. That's the worst. Have you ever, like, gotten a hand job by a chick with fucking cigarettes?
Hold on.
No, like, and then you just, like, have that stench of fucking... fucking cigs and dick. It's terrible.
Just don't put it out on my tip and we'll be all right.
Hey, you know, that's don't kink shame.
Look, if that's your thing, that's cool. I'm
I mean, there's a smoke, like smoking fetish is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't want any heat near that thing like that.
Yeah. Not that kind of heat.
No. Damn, this shit. Yeah, man. This is so dark. Like, look at this. This guy's having to watch his fucking family get killed by Godzilla.
He's acting his fucking ass off, though. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
It's Steve Martin just there holding the tree. The random shots are just funny to me. Now that I know, it's like, it's pretty funny. Yeah, so when you started, both cuts were already easily accessible for you. So...
Yeah, I had I know I had the VHS of the American version, and I didn't ever watch the I actually hadn't watched the Japanese version up until like maybe like 10 years ago.
I'm trying to see if it's in reach.
I'm like, the other thing I love about the American version is the poster art for oh my fucking God, it's just Godzilla. I think he's got something in his hands, he's fucking just blowing fire all over the place, people like, and it's like with this yellow background, it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, have you ever seen the widescreen version of this?
No, what the hell.
There is one that it's not the preferred ratio, but who put it out? The first Godzilla DVD had it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I may have then.
The Simtar DVD. One side was wide, one was full. It's different. I mean,
double-sided DVDs. Yeah, I remember those. Fuck.
First thing I ever bought in Best Buy, because I saw the Godzilla set ad in the paper ad. So I went to Best Buy and picked that up, and I believe Species widescreen. So it was a good night.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Big fan of those Species films.
So that might have been tape. That might have been the tape box set. I'm going even further back. Jeez.
Yeah, that the thing about the Godzilla VHS is there's like there was always had the best fucking goddamn, like, because there were so many different versions and like different companies putting them out, they always had like different art, and the art was always so fucking cool.
Man, I know. I wish I kept all those tapes.
Yeah, I had quite a few of them, and like different ones too, because like my dad, like I got into Godzilla because my dad was really into it. It was actually like one of the I started watching when I was like a couple months old. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was the only thing that would get me to shut the fuck up. So my parents used to just have Godzilla playing. It's like basically since probably like 6 months.
Godzilla is your babysitter. That's awesome. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna have to throw Godzilla on when the kids see what he likes. Maybe not this one, but
yeah, I would go with like a goofy Showa era one, like maybe like Monster Zero or the Invasion of the Astro Monster.
Yeah, it's hard to go wrong in the first era.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, like, I see a lot of criticism for the Showa era nowadays just because of how cheesy it does get. I mean, at points, you know, you have Godzilla fucking flying and, you know, you have the infamous fucking him gliding on his tail and drop kicking a motherfucker.
That is awesome.
But, yeah. No, I love it too. Like, that is fucking fantastic.
You popped every time they busted out a wrestling move.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, dude, that's, like, another thing why, like, I love kaiju, just two giant kaijus fighting, because you always see, like, somebody bust out a scoop slam or something real quick.
Man, it's like wrestling, but with good storytelling.
Yeah.
Consistent, yeah.
The design for Godzilla in this movie, I fucking love it. I wish they would have, you know, this is like the only movie with that design. The movie after this, Gigantus, the Fire Monster, Godzilla Raids Again, it fucking, they I think they used a different suit for sure, because like the neck is all elongated and just looks goofy as shit.
Well, technically, you know, that's the Godzilla we have today, right? Because, spoiler, at the end of this one.
Yeah, I know. Poor G-Man gone.
But I did, you know, Ashiro Honda, he did 8 of the original?
Yeah, he did it. Well,
yeah, 8.
And he also did, like, a lot of like other kaiju movies. Like I don't know, I can't think off the top of my head if he did Rodan, but I know he did Mothra. I know that he did like stuff like Atragon and like
yeah, he did Rodan.
Oh yeah, yeah. Rodan is fucking underrated.
No,
That's actually probably like the best solo kaiju movie other than the original Godzilla.
Yeah, the original Mothra.
Yeah,
I prefer. Yeah, the newer one. Which, yeah,
the OG Mothra is pretty slow, and like you don't really get her until the last like 25 minutes.
I need to watch number 3, right? Mothra 3.
The Rebirth series. Rebirth and Mothra, okay. 1, 2, and 3. All of them are great.
Okay.
I think we'll have to do like a Kaiju Chaos show and just cover all the Mothras, because there's only 4 solo movies.
Perfect. Let's do it this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Godzilla's got lice, so he just picked up basically a Godzilla fucking lice, which is revisited in the 1985 Godzilla.
Huh.
Which is really cool.
Must be Raymond Burr's fault. He's giving it to him. He starts scratching his head right now.
He took out the Indians, and now they're doing it here too? These assholes. Excuse me. Native Americans. I gotta give them the time.
Nah, it's all right. You can. My half says it's some okay.
I have some of that shit in me. I am a mutt. Cool village.
That's an awesome shot. Yeah, man. The cinematography in this fucking movie is really good too.
This asshole with his tie.
He's like, oh. Yeah,
how like many suits did you bring to the island, bro?
Here it comes. And this shot is the first shot is a puppet.
You can tell his movements are slightly different.
Yeah.
Because the suit Godzilla's a little more stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame these people. Hadn't I seen that shit in real life, I'd lose my shit.
And it, No offense. And the white person just standing there and he should have been getting the hell out of there. Always happens.
That's like that one. Yeah, like the one joke. I'm going to butcher it, so I'm not going to do it, but that's correct.
One big thing you'll notice on, at least, because I think there was three different puppets in the suit. So on some shots, if you notice, like the fangs aren't as elongated as they are on like the suit and one of the puppets. So you can kind of tell, you know, which one's being used in which scene. I love the design. Even like the little ears that he has, like I always like that, little feature.
Yeah.
And he looks very much like, if you look at the storyboard art, what they were going for was like a Chinese dragon, or not a Chinese dragon. Have you ever seen like the lion, like the Chinese lion statues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the look they were going for. Especially when you look at like the storyboards and stuff, which I love, and like the fangs are always the biggest thing I love about this. And that I always like, they do that with some of the old other designs of Godzilla, but there's not enough of them. Like I would have liked that. I would have popped pretty hard if American Godzilla had some fucking elongated fangs. That'd be dope. The Godzilla singular point anime that's out, though, he looks like literally an Oni demon. He's got fucking saber teeth, which is really badass homage to this movie.
You know, one thing that I miss from the old practical Godzillas is, and this actually works with horror makeup in general, like you look at Freddy and everything.
Yeah.
You don't get the evolution of, like, this is what the makeup artist taking over this character envisions. You don't get those tweaks that vary from movie to movie. Like, now you might get a little tweak, but it's still that same rendering of Godzilla. Maybe we'll make him a little skinnier, but it's nothing like a new design. Like, Freddy's makeup's different every film, so.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, especially, like, Freddy's actually the perfect example, because looking at the evolution and, you know, how just things change over time. Like you said, the different it really highlights the artist. And I feel like with CGI, you don't get that. I mean, you get some, like you said, there's some tweaks, like the 2014 Godzilla. The spikes are different than Michael Daugherty's King of the Monsters Godzilla. And he's also like a little bit fatter, I think, but nothing like a, you know, different suit. And throughout the Showa era, I mean, they use so many different designs.
Yeah.
You can let her talk to you like that, man.
So Kruger, you're the one who, well, I've always wanted as a kid, how much would you pay for a screen accurate replica suit?
Holy fuck.
What limb do you want?
Yeah, like more money than I fucking have. Let's just put it that way. I mean, the school I'm doing though right now, the Stan Winston School of Character Arts, there's a class teaching you how to make a kaiju suit. So okay.
Coming soon.
Yeah, I may have to fucking take a crack at it.
We'll have to document that if so.
Dude, if it's good, we're making a fucking movie. Flesh Wound fucking Productions, motherfucker.
Well, if you get me into there with the script, you know what the cage is going to be doing.
Oh, God.
Watch out, Little Women. It's going to make King Kong 76 look like nothing.
Attack of the 50-foot Todd.
I have the one. What is the style? The Ring Girls. I know there's a, like the long wet hair. There's a name for that character in the Japanese film. Well, they have a name for that style in those films, but I have one that is like, it's like that. It's like, you know, one of these movies, but it's like her really tall. So it's like, it's weird. It's
fucking Samara's a giant.
Yeah.
Can we watch that?
I also have the other one where it's like the naked chick. It's weird stuff.
So now we're being introduced to Dr. Sarazawa. And the cool thing about Dr. Sarazawa, just the character is, and you don't, I don't think you get it with this cut. Really, there's like a really big internal struggle in the Japanese cut that he's having with, you know, making a bomb this powerful, and because he creates the oxygen destroyer that eventually becomes the death of Godzilla, or causes the death of Godzilla at the end of the film. Another cool thing about Dr. Sarazawa is in the American version, in King of the Monsters, Dr. Sarazawa sacrifices himself to bring Godzilla back to life. And in this film, Dr. Sarazawa sacrifices himself to kill Godzilla. I always love that contrast.
And does he have a kid we don't know about in this one?
Right. That's still such the biggest injustice.
Well, we know it's him, but it's like it never clear. That is annoying.
Yeah, there was so much you could. If you don't know what we're referring to, we're referring to Godzilla versus Kong. Dr. Sarazawa's son is the pilot of Mechagodzilla, and they don't even bother to touch that in the plot at all.
I remember when he first popped up in the trailer, I'm like, oh, he's out for revenge. That makes the most sense. I mean, the story works, but I'm like, that would have been cooler if he was like pissed off. Like, fuck this guy, he took my dad.
No, and Wingard said that he did have more of that, but the movie just, you know, he cut it down. Less, you know, human element bullshit and more monster fights, which is cool, but sometimes you need it.
We'll probably get it eventually, and like when they release it on home video, but
yeah,
I think he made the right call because, like, well, financially, success, so good for you guys.
Yeah, I'd like to say that Godzilla versus Kong saved the theaters.
Dude, up yours, Christopher Nolan.
Right?
Big fan, though, but like, you got to get out of your own ass, dude.
Yeah, he's a bit overrated.
He's full of himself. I can't say his work is fucking awesome. But him as a person, he's a little snobby.
I'm not going to talk about Bale, man.
We'll leave it. I'll leave it alone. I like the patch, man. Good right?
Now look at.
Can you explain what happened to his eye?
So, no, I don't think so. Or actually, I think he lost it in the war. I believe. I think that's what the. But I can't remember if they covered in this version or not. And why she was freaking out there is she just saw the effects of the oxygen destroyer test and just saw all those fucking fish get killed.
Belly up.
Yeah, right.
You better not tell your brother. This is a warning.
What the fuck was that look? That was the Todd look. fucking.
The female F word, fine.
Oh, here. See, it took a while, but the fucking soundtrack on this film. Oh, and like another thing about the Japanese version, I feel like the soundtrack's a little bit different. They like there's more tracks like this.
Right.
I was wondering. I was like, because it's been a while since I've seen this. I was like, where the fuck is the goddamn iconic songs? But yeah, this is the best. If there's anything that virtually all the Showa era Godzilla movies does right, it's the soundtracks.
Does that say Zenith in Japanese?
That's how TVs once looked.
Yeah, fuck. That sucked.
I don't know, those big sets with the speakers and the record player on top are pretty pimp. And if you get an old school one, it's got the little liquor cabinet built in too.
Oh, that's rad.
Technically, you can make one with what we got today to make it look like an old one. I think I might do that.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of cool.
He's not wrong.
You can do both, but
it's a big ass dissection.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the name of the beer.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
It's probably best.
Damn it, I want to rewind it now.
Or you can just look in the thing.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't say that either.
Yeah. They got the beer flowing.
Yeah. See, like, they're going to be all scared. I'd be so happy. I'd fucking be turned up, see Godzilla fucking come out.
All
of the
I
ground.
Know is it's Godzilla or the implication, so their call.
You saved all those ladies, actually.
Right.
Now, for these water shots with Godzilla, they would be shot in the giant Toho pool. In the production studio, which is so fucking cool. I just, and like, that was always like my favorite thing, being a kid, seeing like the behind the scenes and just seeing like how much work they would put into making the set, you know, with the sky and everything like that. Like it actually looked like, you know, it a real life set, not just a, you know, a miniature. And there's some art to that, man. Like, especially with like, all the work that it takes to make a miniature set, and like, just for it to be, you know, have a kaiju come in and just destroy it all. I think it's fucking, it's awesome. And like, yeah, it's
that's your passion though. That's like, that's why I built it. Fucking rules.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Ass. Yeah.
That's why I can't go to Legoland. I want to break everything.
Ah, the good old fucking iconic theme.
Yeah.
I love, dude. I love, like, even. It should be. Fucking.
It will be.
But what's the point? You'll never hear it.
Yeah, right.
No, it's still there.
Dude, I probably never fucking pick up my phone.
Right. Right.
I just want to hear the whole thing go through.
Right. I'll call him back. It's all right.
And the big thing for the social commentary in this movie, you don't, like I said, you don't really get it as much in the American version, but there is a fishing boat incident where a bunch of these fishermen got radiation poisoning from nuclear testing done by the U.S. in Japan's area. So fucking the tensions were pretty high. When this movie was coming out, and I think that's why the audience in Japan really resonated with it so much.
See, right now I'm looking at the backdrop to see if that sky's painted. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like we're a combination of painted and then like smoke machines.
Yep.
It's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, how much work they really put into it. And, like, they didn't really have a lot of time to shoot this shit either, which is, like, also just mind-boggling. Like, I think I read somewhere that they only shot for, like, I think 40 days or something like that. So just, like, all that work, you know, having to get in, put in, is just... It's fucking awesome. You know, they don't make movies like that. The closest thing anymore, you know, the closest thing we got is that Howl Beyond the Fog short.
Which was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yes.
You know, it when this film came out in Japan, it grossed 183 million yen, which would be 1.6 million. Mm-hmm.
Can we do the, what would that be in today's money?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, if this has already been adjusted, but let's find out.
1 million. No, it would have to do more.
Yeah. I'm going to find out. Let's
not,
see.
Not scoffing at that number. Cause that's fucking huge.
Oh, especially for 1954. Yeah, that, you can tell it's a suit now. Like Todd said before, he's much more he doesn't really move around as fluid. But I love just the rampaging scene in this movie is fucking amazing.
Well, thank God the internet. Yes, it does have. We do have a calculator too.
Yeah.
Adjust for the years. Yeah, crunch that shit.
Oh, I love that. The shot of him with the fucking train in his mouth. Fucking amazing.
Look like a Snicker.
About 16 million.
Okay. Wow. Damn, that's fucking cool. Fuck yeah. That's a cool shot of the tail, just like wiggling a little bit.
It's only went up 800-900% in that span of time.
And now the actor that played Godzilla in the suit, he ended up like passing out multiple times on set because of how hot the goddamn thing was. And at first, he actually couldn't even wear it because he wasn't strong enough to keep it on. So he had to like basically do push-ups every single day and get stronger to actually be able to get into and work with the suit.
Wow, how heavy was the fucking suit? I never heard that before.
Like, I'm pretty sure like 200 pounds or something.
Fucking serious? God damn.
And I know, isn't one of the issues, and I know it's been for a few, that, and then getting in the water makes it even heavier?
Yeah, it makes it heavier because of the water and what the suit's made out of.
It soaks up, yeah. Yeah. If it was just him, it'd be like water aerobics where it's easier to move, but like all that slinking down, which I just learned, one of the idiots that tried to escape Alcatraz, he's like, because the water's very cold in San Francisco, he's like, I'm going to wear extra clothing when I escape to swim and make it so I'm warmer. I'm like, you're a fucking moron. You just weighted down.
Yeah. The escape from Alcatraz Unsolved Mysteries is one of my earliest memories on watching television. Streaming on Amazon and pretty much everything else now.
Godzilla going to take them shits out real quick. Right.
It's a nice setup you got there. It'd be a shame if somebody. So they call this one King of the Monsters, but there's no other monsters, or he's just king of the human monster?
It's stating a fact.
Yeah, I guess. I never understood it either, because it would make more sense if he was, you know, beating the shit out of a bunch of monsters. They do write that wrong, I guess, in the Michael Daugherty King of the Monsters.
Well, I think it was just honestly, a warning. I think it's more the fact that the American producers are like, King Kong, all right, we got the King of the Monsters.
Okay. Yeah,
I think it's a shot at that.
Like Orca, when they named their boat, Jaws named their boat Orca.
Right.
Yeah, I would pay good fucking money though to watch the original like 1933 King Kong and this Godzilla duke it out. I mean, fuck, that would be amazing. Like I do love, you know, the show of King Kong versus Godzilla, but there's no the designs on both of the creatures aren't my favorite,
especially Kong.
Kong looks bad.
The Toho Kong in general is not very good.
I mean, he looks a little bit better in King Kong Escapes, but yeah, it's not even comparable to, you know, Willis O'Brien's stop motion model. I would like to see like there are some glimmers of stop motion use in like the Showa era in a couple of scenes, but I'd always like to just see, you know, maybe a short where somebody does like a stop motion Godzilla movie.
I'd watch it.
Right. I wonder if that was ever considered.
Yeah, I'm wondering too, because I feel like the only thing would be it would be more time consuming because of how, but and especially with these movies, I know that they didn't have much time to put them together.
So in that lighthouse back there, think Willem Dafoe's chilling in there.
Robert Patterson's jerking off.
Yeah, that's they all take place at the same time. I think I feel a mashup coming soon.
Oh, they're my
all,
God, that would be amazing.
They're both black and white, 4x3.
You are an editor, sir. If you don't do this, I'm going to be so mad.
And instead of Raymond Burr every time, it'll be them.
This is probably my favorite scene in the whole movie right here. This and the when he attacks the
subway.
The train.
Yeah, train. That's what I was thinking.
And that became like this scene became iconic because I know it was used in like fucking commercials and all types of stuff.
Yeah,
they didn't show him how to hit the ropes.
Right.
I mean, damn, he's not doing anything. They're just trying to smoke him. Got electrocuted just trying to say hello. I'd be pissed too.
Like, I love that.
Fuck your shit up now.
There's nothing like that original Godzilla roar. Fucking, I really appreciated that Shin Godzilla used the same roar. Oh, there's the atomic breath.
Yeah,
and that's the that shot right there was a puppet.
Yeah.
This man should be a little more erratic than he's cool as a cucumber, man.
He's a reporter. He's seen some shit.
Hell yeah. Oh. Fucking love this goddamn movie. And you know what's the other thing I realized? It was probably extra hot in that bitch because of all the fucking fire.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that must have sucked so bad.
All I know is that suit stunk.
Yeah, like ass for sure.
It's worth it, though. It's made it 70-plus years, so like, thank you.
Not that long, but...
That's a puppet right there, too.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You can tell his hands are different, too.
Yeah.
That's what we were missing in the current movies, him just going to town on actual people like that.
Yeah. Or buildings like this.
Yeah. No, that's a big thing that I think the American Godzilla's kind of miss. Like, we get a little bit of it in Godzilla versus Kong, but...
Well, that was the note that the studio execs said. Yeah. Can we get less property damage? I was like,
what the fuck?
Then they wonder why people talk shit on movies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that music.
Yeah, it's fun. Nothing beats it, man.
Have you seen...
Linda Blair's room?
Godzilla... Godzilla Symphony, what is it called? There's a few of them. They're basically they're basically Godzilla, like kind of like supercuts. They were official, and like basically the best way to explain this, which I don't know if you're gonna get, but Pugs might. They're like Fantasia, but for Godzilla.
Oh,
so no. If you okay, so
that's
you
cool. The,
yeah. So
yeah, I need to see that.
Yeah, I know I have one I recorded off Monsters HD. I don't know when, long ago.
I fucking love that channel so much.
I have tons of like stuff I recorded off that channel. So, dude. So I got the original Godzilla 85, or well, the American Godzilla 85.
No bullshit. When I first got that channel, I called in to work sick like 3 days in a row. Like they show like what 5 movies in over and over for the whole day. I'm like, this is. the best decision I've ever fucking made.
I got it because they had Monster Squad in HD. I was like, I need this channel now. Fuck. I literally got Dish Network installed just to.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. Same reason why I went with Dish. God, we should do a fucking like retrospective show on Monster
Squad. That'd be fun. Ahead of its time.
I don't think I remember that one.
Dude, it was so cool. Like the advertisement for it alone. It was like Creepshow.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, shit. Elvira
come in the middle.
Look at that shot.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he's not in the suit for that one. Like that one. Right. That's a bummer.
Fuck. Yeah, dude, that set must have been so hot with all this fucking fire. No wonder the motherfucker kept passing out.
I'm trying to find out how long it lasted, but Monsters HD started in 2003.
I'm thinking fucking 2 years at most.
Yeah, and they mentioned that, you know, the cut of From Beyond that you know now, Krueger?
Yeah.
That had its world premiere on.
Oh, wow.
Monsters HD. And that was the only way to see it for a long time until the DVD finally came out.
Yeah, I've never seen the cut version of that film. That'd be interesting.
I have the German disc, but.
Dude, if it's like Shudder, but like before Shudder.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Shudder was a channel. Yeah. No disrespect, Shudder. Monsters HD was better, but. Because it came first.
Well, no, and they were actually going out and remastering stuff too.
That's fucking like cool.
So, like, there's certain remasters that are still haven't seen like any other release than on there. Because while they don't own the films, they own their remasters. So, someone's got that Godzilla HD master that someone could use, but
pretty sure that's a puppet too.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's sweating?
Yeah, right? Well, I think he's sweating because the motherfucker just turned towards him. It's like, oh, fuck. Fuck this clock tower.
Shut the fuck up, Quasimodo. I've had enough of you.
Yeah, keep taking pictures, motherfuckers. It's like, did I say flash photography was fucking allowed?
He was the original fucking celebrity outburst against TMZ. This thing.
Yeah, fucking love that shot too. This whole scene. Watching the people go fly. Dude, there's nothing like fucking, I don't care what anybody says. I always love those fucking, those wide shots of just like the little miniature fucking people falling and shit.
Yeah.
That scene right there reminded me a lot of King Kong, when the original King Kong, when they're on the that tree branch and he's knocking them all off and they fall into the spider pit.
Pack your shit.
Yeah, fuck. They're like, we're getting the fuck out of here. A lot of those shots too that you see of his feet, there was a separate thing. Like there was like these Godzilla pants that the actor would wear. Probably when he was fucking passing out all the time.
You're like, you're not getting my upper body. Do I have to wear the top? I guess not.
Damn.
Oh. Pre 9/11? Wow. I'll tell you right now, 9/11 would have been a lot cooler. Godzilla, I mean, did it. Yeah.
He would have swatted that fucking plane out the way. Oh, God, remember that gif fucking I sent you guys of Rodan fucking hitting the hitting the fucking the plane out the tent from hitting the Twin Towers?
Fuck yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Dude, I don't know who the fuck made that shit.
He's just chilling in the bar.
He's debating right here.
I wonder what kind of beer he was drinking.
Sake?
Fuck this bridge. Fucking Godzilla basically 90% of his fucking on screen action in this movie is just fuck this thing, I'm gonna knock it over.
Like that one video of the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yes.
Fuck that. Oh, we should make an edit for this.
Right.
That came out 54 too, didn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, that sounds right. I off the top of my head, I'm confirming.
That's my favorite Universal monster.
Me too.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Shape of Water was great, huh?
It's hard to beat Gil, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See? 9/11.
I love the Monster Squad design for him, too.
Oh, for the creature?
Yes. Yeah. Where's the amulet, bitch?
Yeah, 54.
Yep. All right.
We'll have to talk about that 3D Godzilla that never happened later too.
Yeah, I actually don't really know much about that.
All right.
I of course you would know, it's fucking 3D.
We'll talk about that one during 85 because I think that's about the timeline.
Gotcha.
This model plane reminds me of the last shot in, or not the last shot, but the plane parade in the Batman 89. For the longest time I had no idea that those were miniatures, but to be fair, I'm always just stuck on Batman. I'm like, everything Batman here is real, fuck everybody. But when I did click, I'm like, oh, that's cool, can I have that, can I buy it somewhere?
Yeah, right. the art of miniature sets, man, it's fucking sad that it's such a lost art now, but not really. I mean, we got a little bit in Creepshow. So at least there's some stuff that's still out there.
Every now and again they'll bring it out, especially like Star Wars. They still use that to scale stuff.
Yeah. Man, Mandalorian even used some stop motion. So
I just had to look it up. That was 2007. That the Godzilla 3D? Godzilla 3D to the max. It was supposed to be a 40-minute short. Yeah. This is why it was supposed to be a 40-minute. Film in 3D IMAX format.
Oh, okay.
Then they were doing the smaller IMAX stuff. They weren't like, it's not like now. And it was American.
You know about the Shin Godzilla 3D Universal thing, right?
No, I don't think I do.
In Universal Japan, they do a Shin Godzilla versus Evangelion crossover. And it basically Godzilla, Shin Godzilla, and fucking they bring like a Shin Ghidorah out, and it's all in like they. I think it's 4D, so I don't know what the. It's probably like
they add smells and they let you in.
Like 4D. What is it? 4DX.
Yeah, but I think it's more like when the Pantages, not the Pantages, the fucking Disney Theater when they do the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is awesome if you haven't done it. I
did do that one.
This guy's killing a lot of fish, man.
They can just eat them when they're done. Oh, no, they can't.
Yeah, now they can't.
It's like Jaws 3D, right, Todd? The opening credit? The fish head?
Oh, man, I love that movie so much. When I think it's my first 3D movie too.
When I was a kid, that was my favorite.
It's just fun. It's dumb fun. That's all it is.
I didn't like the original Jaws when I was a kid because it was too, you know, it was too much talking and shit. Not enough.
Right. I might argue 3 is still my favorite. As much as I love the first, I have way more fun watching the third one.
Yeah.
You say fun, I'll say yeah. But like as a whole, I would argue for Jaws.
Have you watched it in 3D?
I'm not a big 3D dude like you though.
But this one
I watched it with Friday the 13th 3D also.
At the proper 3D, not red and blue.
No, not red and blue.
Okay, good. Okay.
I saw Creature from the Black Lagoon in red and blue, and I had a fucking headache. That shit hurt.
Man, I gotta see that Creature in the Black Lagoon 3D. That'd be amazing.
I still have my red and blue glasses.
I used to have a poster for an ad of it in like 3D.
Nice. Sage and Kyle Wilde went with me.
Oh, nice. Now you learn better not to be around fucking Godzilla, motherfucker.
All that time to get away.
Yeah, right? Well, he's sitting there just like staring at all the destruction. I mean, I guess you could say he was frozen with fear, if you want to.
This boy was blogging before it was a thing. Yeah, right.
Oh, time to kill some more fish.
Got to show them how it works.
This bitch is a liar.
Here comes some of the poor dubbing.
Yeah, clearly. What are you going to do for me?
Man, that's his dollar. Ew.
Oh, is it? Shit, my bad.
Well, the other dude has an eye hole. We can make work something out.
There we go.
Yeah, here you get more of the internal struggle with him not wanting to use the oxygen destroyer. But it's much more prominent that like it's because of what's already happened, you know, and what if the government can use this as a weapon in war.
I'm glad that we had the oxygen destroyer come back in.
Oh, you know, yeah, Michael Daugherty's. Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
I was so excited.
I like the oxygen destroyer in the Heisei era, too. Like, you know, it ends up becoming the thing that, you know, with Destroyer, which is really actually Destroyer technically is a fucking mutated one of Godzilla's lice that's mutated, I believe. Yeah, there you go.
He's like, sure, but you see that big motherfucker outside?
Yeah, you see the giant fucking 130-foot fucking lizard beating the shit out of everything?
See?
Godzilla, or his name, the Japanese Gojira, actually means gorilla whale.
Really? I never...
Yeah. Yeah.
Another shot at Kong?
Yeah, right?
Gojira, the band, is fucking awesome. They just put out a new album. It's really good.
There's a band called fucking Mothra, too.
Is there? I haven't heard them. I know what I'm checking out tomorrow.
I think I've heard of a band called Monster Zero as well.
If not, there should be. That's a good name.
In Rob Zombie's song American Nightmare, he makes a Monster Zero reference. Well, he says Monster Zero. It's pretty awesome.
I want to see Rob Zombie's Godzilla.
Oh, yes.
Get the fuck out of the fucking way. There's a fucking giant motherfucking lizard. You crazy motherfuckers.
I'd watch that.
I would too. Like, there's something about that white trash charm with his movies that I just fucking adore.
This is eerie.
Schoolgirls.
Yeah. Put it away, Todd.
That's not my thing.
I know, but I see like when in a few years, challenge accepted.
No, then it's battle royale style. You don't want to lose that.
They're on Todd Island. That watch along should be coming soon.
My set'll be here any day now.
I love that movie.
Now, was Godzilla your first Japanese movie, Todd?
I'm going to say it has to be. I can't think of anything else I would have seen.
Yeah, definitely for me.
You know what? I don't know. There were, I mean, feature, yeah, but I know there were some like cartoons that were like, I know Voltron was, you know, dubbed mm-hmm. into English. There's a bunch of that stuff. But feature 100%. And I still think Godzilla would beat like that stuff too.
Yeah.
This is extremely fucking somber. The
choir yeah. going. Most people forget when they go back, even in this version, and this one's like a lighter version.
Yeah. Yeah. They really, it's way
driving home.
Yeah. It's way, they drive that shit. Like there's little kids crying like for their mom fucking, cause their mom just got smashed by Godzilla and shit.
I mean something different today, but
man, that would
hey, if Godzilla smashed.
Yeah, like that's Todd's new favorite.
I've always, you know, it's funny you bring that up because when I was a kid, I was always wondering that about King Kong. Like, dude, your dick would kill her. Like, you're wasting your time.
It'd be the tightest fleshlight ever.
Just rip that shit open.
Can't blame an N-word for trying.
There we go. There's the music.
Ah, fucking the best.
He's selling it.
I love the shot of him going towards him with the what do you call it, the scuba suit or whatever the fuck they would call it.
It's scuba gear, yeah.
That shit would be scary as fuck. You fucking turn around, you see gigantic Godzilla just chilling at the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
And this film becomes so important with just a franchise because there's so many movies, you know, they don't consider any of the other movies canon together other than this one, like Godzilla 2000, for example. Like that, the only other Godzilla movie in that universe for that timeline is this one. Same with Godzilla versus Megaguirus. Also, you know, 1985 Godzilla uses the timeline too. Yeah.
I guess when we get to that one, we're going to have to do the 85 cut.
Yeah.
I love both cuts, but I mean, we're doing this one, so.
Yeah. No, I fucking, like, I know this one really, like, the differences a lot more than the 85 Godzilla, the different cuts.
It's another case where that it fleshes out the human characters much better in the Japanese one.
Gotcha.
That's when either cut another one. Well, this one too, but it depends on my mood. I may want one or the other. When I watched the Criterion set, I ended up with Return of Godzilla. So I figured when I watch the next one, I'll start with 85. So
you guys are right about this music. It's fucking great.
Yeah, man. And it's like the, like I said, it's very, very consistent with all the Showa era movies. I think the Heisei era does a good job too. Like all the Godzilla movies really do have good scores, but not there's nothing like that old school Showa stuff as far as the soundtracks. They put out a big ass vinyl set of all the Showa era movies, I believe. It's like expensive as fuck though.
I would imagine.
It's like $500 or some shit like that. But if I collected vinyl, I'd probably have it.
Right.
Here it is. And he sacrifices himself to save Japan.
It also takes his work with him too, right? I don't know if he had it written down or anything.
What was that?
It also takes his work with him too, right? The way how to build that fucking bomb?
Yeah.
Oxygen destroyer?
Yes.
Yeah, the good dude.
He's like, I'm fucking pissed off. I have to kill myself for this giant asshole.
But who's he pissed off at? The government or Godzilla?
The government didn't really give him a choice.
He's pissed off at the girl. She sold him out.
Right? That's true.
Women. Man,
he should have known right? better.
And a lot of people, especially with the... what I've heard from the Japanese cut, when there's going to be a shot of Godzilla letting out this really like really fucked up cry, and a lot of people like started bawling their eyes out in the theater because they saw how tragic his death was. And like Godzilla, honestly, like, you know, he's just a force of nature. He's not necessarily a bad guy, but he's a force. And the reason he was fucking, he's like this is because, you know, of war and, you know, the atomic bomb and shit. So Very similar with King Kong in that aspect where he's, you know, a tragic monster.
Yeah.
Right. We could have just left them alone.
Yeah. Although, right?
Godzilla, maybe not as much, but King Kong for damn sure. Like, stay off his fucking lawn.
Yeah, right. King Kong always getting done dirty by the white woman. It's his kryptonite.
Hey, man. I can't blame him. That's good shit.
Yeah, right here.
He's like, fuck y'all.
Right? Totally how it looks.
Poor Godzilla.
Right?
Fucking, it looks what the fuck would you call it? The toys that would grow if you stuck them in water.
Oh yeah.
I just got my kids some of those.
Cool. This will make them? Fuck yeah, I gotta get some.
Now, I'm gonna look if they specifically made a Godzilla one. Man, where is that Godzilla skeleton? That would be so dope to own.
I know they have a figure of it, but like a life size one. Fuck yeah.
I would just mean that actual prop. I'm sure back then it just got tossed.
Oh, definitely. I wonder what happened to like a lot of the suits. You know what I mean?
Well, depending on what they're made out of, they could have just deteriorated by
I do know some of the Showa ones got reused in Ultraman. They would Jiris or Jiras or whatever the fuck he's called is basically just Godzilla with a fucking frill over his neck. There's another one too where they like stuck horns on him or some shit.
I don't know. I think the menace is still there, but that's just me.
Yeah, right. Menace is going to pop up in like 6 months. But yeah, that's Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
I know. It ends. We got that sad music and shit.
Yeah,
dude,
I know.
Fucking, like, it's sad, but it's beautiful.
I know. I'm just.
But, yeah, fucking. Definitely, I definitely prefer the Japanese version, but this is still really good. And Todd and I have talked about this, and I agree with him with it. Like, this works well if you're going to watch all the Showa era movies. I think the American cut works better if you're going to watch them like in sequential.
It fits more in tone with the rest because they are more lighter. So yeah. But
all right.
Well, that was fun. Our first one.
Yeah, first one. Next up will be Godzilla Raids Again, aka Gigantus the Fire Monster, which will be the first movie with Godzilla fighting another kaiju. So that will be fucking cool. Also, if you enjoyed this watch along, go check out our King Kong versus Godzilla commentary up on our channel. We already covered that one in honor of the Godzilla versus Kong release, but
kind of inspired us to do this.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Do the rest.
Yeah. Yep, and
2 down, 27 more to go.
Right, but yeah, this will be fun. I'm very excited to, especially once we get into the Heisei stuff, because the that's probably my favorite era of Godzilla, but. Yeah, this is going to be fun. It's good. I'm curious to get your reaction, Pugs, on some of the shit that we're gonna see, because the Showa era does get really, really goofy, but it's fucking.
I love that shit.
Yeah,
so
it can't be fun.
I'm excited to get to Godzilla versus Gigan as soon as we get there. I love my favorite one. So he's so cool. IGN.
Yeah, I was going to tell you guys Great something. We'll have to figure out which version we'll do into the next one, but we'll figure that one out when we come to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else before we get out of here, Kruger?
No, I think I've talked my ass off enough.
This was a good time. Yeah. I had fun. I learned a lot from Mr. Kruger, so thank you for my kaiju education.
You're welcome, sir.
And we'll have some more. Soon, yep. Right?
We're gonna more soon. So Pugs, you wanna
Sure. Follow us across all the social media bullshits. Please check out our Patreon. You get it here first. So thank you guys for who already saw this. But for those of you who haven't, it starts just at $1. We have other tiers, but that'll get you access to all the videos. And we have merchandise. Currently, ILF is still there, but I don't know when it's going away, but we have other designs too that you can check out and support us that way too. So please and thank you. And with that being said, let's get the fuck out of here, guys. What say you, Todd?
Good night.
Mr. Kruger.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.